He kicked it off a lot of Giants first couple hours, mixed the Jets into the course of the conversation. I mean, there's really nothing positive to say about their performance yesterday up in Buffalo, losing to the Bills 40-14. You know, a couple garbage touchdowns led by Tyrod Taylor as, you know, Josh Allen went to the bench when the Bills led 33-0. You know, Rodgers went to the bench in the fourth quarter. The team is inept, terrible performance. Couple things. When you look at the latest news coming out with the Jets about potentially Ron Rivera and Rex Ryan, or Rivera's going to interview for the Jets general for the Jets head coaching job this week. Here's the question I have for you. How exactly are the Jets interviewing for their head coaching job without hiring a general manager? Like, I make me understand like I'm a 5-year-old. Like, make me understand like how that makes sense. Like, how do you exactly, because don't you think that the Jets then would, you'd want to hire a GM first and then hire the head coach to obviously have that symbiotic relationship, right? Everyone working together, the common vision, the vision of the general manager, what is going to define Jet football, what is going to be about Jet football. I want to bring a head coach that has the same similarities, same viewpoint, same vantage point that I do. So we have this relationship moving forward. How exactly is Ron Rivera interviewing for the Jets head coaching job this week? You haven't even played the final game of the regular season. Obrick is still in the building. You haven't hired a general manager yet. You're interviewing Ron Rivera. Who's interviewing him? The teenage sons and the Bobs? Like, it makes you scratch your head. And I'll believe the Palacero report that Rivera's interviewing this week. And listen, I like Rivera. You're looking at a guy respected across the National Football League, you know, culture changer, dealt with a lot down in Washington. I like Rivera. I do. Do I think he's a great head coach? I do not. Would that be an unbelievable hire by the Jets? No. But I will say this. How exactly do you interview the head coach when you don't have the GM in the building? Like, that makes no sense. Like, what do the Jets do? Like, do the Jets wake up and be like, you know what? Let's do the opposite of smart every single day. Winning in the NFL is difficult. We've had a long football season here in New York. I kicked off the program. Get me to 2025. The Giants playing a wonderful game yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts, cost them the number one overall pick. The Jets went up to Buffalo yesterday, were doormats. I have the coach talking about after the game, telling me it's not about effort, it's about execution. Obrick is completely lost. It might be one of the worst coaching staffs that you've ever seen in the NFL. And then you wake up today, you're like, at least you only got one game left to go in this Jets season, and you find out while they're interviewing Ron Rivera today, this week, at some point this week, the Jets are interviewing him for the head coach of the team, yet they haven't hired the general manager. Like, that makes no sense. Literally makes no sense. You have Jet fans bickering at one another about who's to blame for this year's failures, whether it be Rodgers, whether it be Woody Johnson, whether it be Joe Douglas, those that are going out there defending Woody, those that are going out there defending Joe. This is where Jet football is. They haven't made the playoffs since 2010. You have Rodgers joking around on McAfee last week about he's never been cut by an 18-year-old before. He's seen almost everything in the National Football League. You have Eric Mangini going out there on Fox telling you everybody, well, Rodgers is dying to be cut by Woody Johnson because he still wants to get paid but wants no part of being with the Jets. I mean, this is really the shenanigans that were with the Jets, the drama and the ineptitude and the dysfunction with the Jets. I mean, you could write book upon book upon book on why the Jets stink, why their organization is terrible. Why are they so poorly run? Why do they not win football games? It is utterly amazing. It becomes indefensible. It really does. What do you say to yourself? I mean, throw on the cherry on the top, the chef's kiss, right? How about Sauce Gardner say, well, we're just as talented as these other teams. I don't know why we play like we do. Paraphrasing there, but in essence, that's what he's saying. We brought in all these players and look at the performance. No doubt about it. Sauce, you're right. The team is terrible. That's the state of New York Jet football. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing when you look at it from the outside and you look at, well, what exactly is going on down in Flora Park, New Jersey? It's like that Mike Judge movie, Idiocracy. That's what's going on. Let's do the opposite of smart. They're doing this, we're going to do that. We're not going to take the Chiefs' way. We're going to take the Jet way. Take flight. Hashtag. By the way, rip down those signage, all gas, no brakes. We need a new cliche, as they did months ago. We don't need refs during training camp. We'll have our coaches call it out. Joe, you don't need an assistant general manager. Where's the Madden? Where's PS5? Fire it up. What's the Madden rating? Anyone got the old Nintendo? Look up Tecmo Bowl. I mean, it's just, it's hard to fathom. It really is. Like, is there nobody in Woody Johnson's inner circle that tells him no? Like, I understand. Listen, he's a billionaire. I get it. I don't live in that world. The world is his oyster. He can do whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it. He owns an NFL franchise. But there is anyone that in Woody's inner circle is like, hey, Woody, I think that's a bad idea. Like, I tread lightly on that one. I don't know about that one. Even if it's a joke, it's a terrible joke. It's like trying to sell someone they're not funny. The person that thinks they're funny, that thinks they're hysterical, we all know people in our lives, right? That are trying to crack jokes. You're like, And then people pacify them by giving them the courtesy laugh, right? The golf clap, whatever it might be. Oh, but it's really not funny. It's a terrible joke. Makes no sense. Like, that's really, people must walk around Woody Johnson just appeasing him every day. Like, that's the thing that you get. And you talk about the culture within the organization. The Jets this week are going to interview Ron Rivera as head coach for their head coaching position, whether or not he has a realistic shot or not. But the guy that's going to be working above him, the general manager. But by the way, the Jets are going to operate that both guys, the head coach and the GM, are going to have a direct link to the owner, because that makes sense. That's a healthy franchise, right? But that's what the way they've operated in the past. But the Jets are going to interview for a head coaching opportunity this week, but they haven't hired the general manager, the guy that's going to help cut the roster and grade out the players. Because you know why? Why do it normally? Let's do it the opposite. And then you get to the future of Rodgers. I got to be honest with you. Like, I have no idea what the Jets are going to do with Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. And at this stage, as a longtime football fan, as a guy that has loved Aaron Rodgers, a four-time MVP, a Super Bowl champion with the Green Bay Packers, you know, I will, from this day to my last breath on earth, I will talk about him being one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen. Will he drive you crazy with some of the stuff that he says? There's no question about it. But even with that, a guy that I thought the Jets were actually going to be good this year. Not playoff good, Super Bowl good. Egg all over my face. Disastrous selection. Hear about it to this day. I will never make that mistake again. I don't care if the Jets create or put together the greatest team ever assembled. I will never make that mistake again. But even with all that being said, I've even grown tired of Aaron Rodgers. Is he their best option in 2025? Yes. Probably is. Could you do a lot of worse at the quarterback position? For sure. But for the Jets, they've got to hire their general manager first. Let's go in concurrent order. General manager, then the head coach, then the GM and head coach have a conversation about what they want to do with Rodgers. That's ultimately how a healthy, well-run franchise, how they do it. Now, with the Jets, it's like you're at the craps table down in Atlantic City. Get out the dice. Roll them. And hope you don't roll snake eyes. Who knows what the Jets are going to decide to do? Your guess is as good as mine. Does Rodgers want to be here? I think Rodgers probably has had enough. Is this going to be his last year in the NFL? Probably not. Do I think Rodgers is motivated to have himself go out on a better season than this season? For sure. But I think he's couching it. because he also doesn't know the landscape. He doesn't know the landscape of the rest of the National Football League and whether another NFL team would take a risk and a gamble on him in the short term. I'll tell you, the Jets never stop. They never cease to amaze. Whenever you think they can't have another misstep, they just do. And it's not even about the performance on the field. I mean, yesterday, you expected it. I mean, that was like a sheep being led to the lions. Jets going up to Orchard Park, taking on the Bills late season. Bills, even though they don't really have anything to play for, coming off a bad performance the week previous. The Jets, you think they're going to bow their back and all of a sudden stand up and play a tremendous game against the Jets? No. The inept coaching staff, Ulbrich after the game telling you it's not about effort, it's about execution. Jeff, I mean, pay attention here. Nice guy, good defensive coordinator, but still not a head coach. That's where we are with Gangrene. Centerport we go. It's Danny, it's the fan. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Danny, I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
You know, Mark, man, I got to tell you something. You know, I'm going to show you my age here, okay, and what I've dealt with as being a Jet fan. Okay, I go back to supporting this radio station to probably the days of Bill Daughtry, like taking a ride home from the mistake by the lake in Cleveland and Bill being my first call as I leave a stadium as the Jets lose and I got to take this ride home from Cleveland, Ohio, okay, from the mistake by the lake. That's how far back I go and what I've endured as a Jet fan. And you just hit this perfectly. What is the definition, Mark, of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I cannot believe that I have a billionaire owner that is going to go down this road again. Just like you said, when is somebody in his circle going to slap him in the head and tell him, Woody, get out of the way and let's get a GM and a coach and do this the right way. Get the GM first. Why didn't that Dimitrioff even leave the damn organization that day? I don't understand. Hire this man. He's got a proven track record. He knows what he's doing. He'll give us credibility and let him go get a coach. Let him pick the guy that is supposed to be running this organization and coaching this team. He has the credibility. Mark, I'm at my wit's end. I'm just like you. I thought this was going to be the answer because I believed in Rodgers. You know, Mark, I believe he is no doubt a first ballot Hall of Famer, and even he couldn't sustain the ineptitude of this organization. It's so frustrating, Mark. You know, I'm a gentleman that, you know, flies the flag in front of my house all foreign football season. I get abused by my neighbors. I get abused by Halloween kids. By Halloween, I had 7 and 8 year olds laughing at me as they were coming up my walkway, you know, getting candy with my flag in front. You know how humiliating that is, Mark? It's a disgrace that I wear this team like a badge of honor, man. You know, I walked into Shea Stadium, Mark, as a 7 year old kid back in 1977 and 78, and it was the best thing my eyes could see, and I became a Jet fan. And I cursed my father, God rest his soul, that he made me a Jet fan because it's been a torture my entire life. When do I wake up on a Monday morning, Mark, and feel good about being a football fan of this team?
Yeah, I'll never Danny, give up. I wish I could give you a date. I don't have that date. I don't know. I don't know when you're going to be proud about being a Jet fan. I really don't. Like, I'm surprised at how bad it has gotten. Not all that surprised by, you know, I'd heard stuff about Woody. Not all that stunned. Some of it's stunning. I mean, the Madden stuff is stunning. But not all that surprised that Woody's running wild.
No.
You know, the guy that tells you in mid-October that thinking is overrated. Not all that surprised. I mean, but really, Danny, I feel for you, man. Like, I don't have an answer for you. I can't give a date. Can't tell you time. I feel for you. I feel for all the Jet fans out there that they have to run through it, that nothing changes. The biggest gift that Woody Johnson, as we get set, I asked Dove about New Year's resolutions before, right? But as Woody needs to make a New Year's resolution, here it is, right? I do not know football.
Yep.
I do not know football. I am going to get, it's like the SNL Stuart Small. He's standing in front of the mirror, right? I'm good enough. I'm smart enough and doggone it, people like me. I do not know football. I am going to get out of the way. I'm going to bask in the glory of being an NFL owner. I'm going to go enjoy watching, but I'm going to let the football people make the football decisions.
Yep. And you know, Mark, you would think as a billionaire business owner, like at some point he would have the smarts to do it and just say, wow, okay, you know what? What I've been doing is just wrong. Let me get out of the way. But he's not. And you know the sad part about all of it, Mark, is that this team, and please don't think I'm crazy. I don't want this to be the last thing I say to you. But this team fought in a lot of games. It's not like they were blown out on every given week. They fought and hung. There was 10 plays in this season that could have changed things around, and it just never did. They just don't know how to win. And
do you realize they've lost? I think this stat was on Westwood yesterday, Danny. They've lost games in which they have six times where they've had leads in the fourth quarter. You want me to tell you how I'll never pick the Jets? So about a month ago. It was like morning, making my kids breakfast. My 8-year-old son, Gregory, who now just turned 8, huge Giant fan, right? Huge. Forlorn. Was celebrating the victory yesterday. Was happy. He's not thinking about Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Was just happy his team won. So, you know, asking the kids what they want for breakfast because, you know, as you're like a short order cook in the morning, right? So you're basically going through it. So my son, Gregory, walks up to me as I'm making some scrambled eggs and goes, Daddy, who do you pick to win the Super Bowl this year? And I go, why? What do you mean? He goes, no, who do you pick? I said, the Jets. And then his response was, they stink. I'm like, how do you want your eggs? I'm like, thanks. Like, this is supposed to be a safe place. Like, I'm home. I'm not on social media. Like, this is a safe place. I'm like, well, your Giants aren't that much better. He goes, we're not talking about the Giants. Like, fair. Did you brush your teeth?